The power of three. The iris flower was a symbol of power in ancient Egypt. It was often placed on scepters of rulers and kings. The three large petals symbolize faith, wisdom, and courage. Fairy tales have threes. Three bears, three little pigs, and three witches. We say the third time is a charm. The life cycle is birth, life, and death. The Magi brought three gifts to the infant Jesus. Time is divided into past, present, and future. Hegel taught about thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. And we could go on and on, for threes are all around us. What we have just heard in the gospel is no fairy tale. Threes abound in Matthew's account of Jesus' passion as well. Judas is paid 30 pieces of silver for betraying Jesus, 3 times 10. Jesus takes his three favorite apostles, Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, as he goes off to pray. 3 times Jesus finds Peter asleep after he asks him to keep watch with me. His accusers quoted him, saying he could rebuild the temple in 3 days. Peter denies 3 times that he knows Jesus. Jesus and 2 others were crucified on that first Good Friday. Pilate gives the orders that the grave be secured until the 3rd day. But no one was prepared for what would happen on that 3rd day. The threes of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection must be the threefold pattern of our own lives. First, we must hear his gospel of good news so that we can live it. Second, we must die to self so that we can give to others the goodness, hope, and healing he has given to us. And third, we must open ourselves to the new life of healing, reconciliation, and redemption he offers us so that we might join him in his everlasting reign. It is easy to hear only the negatives in the Passion account filled with human treachery and weakness. The challenge is to see and believe the signs of life, promise, and hope. This is no ordinary week we have entered, for we celebrate Jesus' unreserved self-giving. And Jesus wants us to die with him. And the only death in which our God is interested is the death of our egos. He wants us to die to that part of us that wishes to enthrone our own selves, that part of us that dreams of being adored, worshiped, acclaimed, and glorified. God wants us to die before we die. Now is the time to stop thinking of ourselves and our own needs first ahead of others. We must make Jesus the center of our lives instead of making ourselves the center of attention. So this week, I invite you to think of what 3 things will you do to prepare yourself for Easter Sunday. Just three. Imagine for yourself what they might be. This Passion Gospel is not only about the past, but also about the present and the future fullness of life given us by the perfect and complete three, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And let the church say, Amen.